And he accepted. Yeah. And so I just, I mean, I saw his boot camp in there, joined the boot camp, and I was like, oh, let's just all join this, but it's probably going to suck. But then there was like 50 people on this call on a Monday night. And, you know, I mean, everybody was just on such a higher, like they were on their game. Like all these realtors, all these super successful agents, just all collaborating and listening to him. And he's such a charismatic, down to earth, no bullshit kind of guy. And so I was just like, game over for me. I'm like, whatever you guys need from me, like I'm in. So yeah.
So she dove straight in. I know, it's kind of a similar story really for me. I was doing marketing for my sister, who's a real estate agent. I got into this marketing thing. I was a math professor for 20 some odd years. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, well, in my retirement, I'm going to want to do something that I can kind of make my own money on and still like have my retirement side of things going. So I dabbled in this whole like Amazon world where I was doing fulfillment by Amazon. So my company name is Edgiokava.
Yeah, tell me about that, because I cannot figure out what the hell it means.
Like, no, there's no.
And I pronounce it. So I'm totally like Midwest redneck. I'm like Egio Cava. Cava says
Eggio.
Eggio. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So when I was doing my fulfillment by Amazon, so this was probably, I'm going to tell you, I don't know, 6 years ago when I decided, maybe 6-7 years ago, that I was going to do a business on the side for myself and pay off all my, you know, damn student loans, which still hasn't happened, but you know, whatever. That's where the real estate side of things is going to come on, right? I'm just going to get rich automatically. That's how that
absolutely
happens.
That's how it works for all of us,
right?
Easy money, right?
Yeah, I'm sure making it rain.
Yeah.
you know, so, but when I was doing that, I was selling man cave items, like, because it was, you know, how there was like that whole big movement, guys were totally, you know, turning over their garages into man caves or their basement into man caves and things like that. I mean, I think it still happens.
Yeah.
But at the time it was kind of a big deal, you know, it was before sheet sheds and things like that. But
yeah,
you know, so when I was looking for a company name, Latin for man is Edgio and Cava is cave. And so I named my LLC at that point after all the man cave stuff. And just cause I already had the LLC, I've just kept the name.
Well, that's exactly like the group that I just created for all of us EXP, like in, I guess, my downline, you know, the EXP Black Sheep Rebels. That's where that came from. Like, that's my LLC, Black Sheep Rebel. And so I'm like, hey, let's all do this. Let's all be one of these.
Are you like the black sheep in the family? Is that how that
goes? Yeah, I'm the black sheep of the family. And I'm just like a rebel against everything. You know, like I high-fived somebody today. Don't tell anybody, but
oh my gosh. Yeah. I know. Sandy,
I'm naughty.
Talking about, she's like, oh, have you lost weight? And I was like, no, I found it. I said, I'm going for the COVID 30.
Yeah, the COVID 30. You know? Yeah. I feel like I'm trying not to like have to. I saw a meme the other day because I've been like just binge watching My 600-Pound Life.
Oh God.
And I'm like, this is either just going to scare me straight or I'm going to like become one of them. I don't know how this is going to work out. But basically, I saw a meme and somebody was like, so how does this work exactly? Do I find the show or does the show find me after this quarantine's done? And I'm like, yeah, this is my life now.
I know. It's awesome. I have been walking quite a bit. I am not eating well.
No, exactly. My workout is on point.
Like, I don't know.
Workout's going great. The eating part needs a little work.
Well, I don't know about you, but I find myself bored and I'm like, oh, look. Yeah, there's cookies. That looks way better than the vegetables that I should be eating.
Yeah, so. It's totally a bored eating. Yeah. I think the rest of America too. So hopefully we all like, can we just as Americans, can we just all agree to just gain 30 pounds? And then we all look the same still.
Right?
Like, don't be going and getting to be better than me.
I don't know. James is doing his, you know,
his 30 push-ups, right?
Yeah. Yeah, which I did for the first, like, 10 days. The last, like, several days I got shoulder issues. I don't know. Like, it's not, I can't do it. It's weird. It's like something caught. So whatever.
My mom just commented, "You are not the black sheep of the family. You are the angel." Oh, that's so sweet.
You gotta love moms. They just don't know any different.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, mom.
I know. I'm surprised my mom's not watching right now and saying, "Oh, look at my daughter with hearts yeah. emojis."
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna hurt myself here.
I know, right?
I'm trying to like actually watch the comments right now as I'm talking to you. I'm trying a new thing. I want to be more interactive with this show. And I also want to monitor and see, like, as you start talking about what you do. See, Denise is, she owns an advertising agency. I'm going to call it EGO CAVA forever. I'm always going to mispronounce it. And she is what I like to look at you as, basically an advertising marketing guru first, and who just happens to be a real estate agent now.
Right.
You know,
right.
So like what we're going to hear from Denise is some really good stuff. Just, I mean, even just you and I, when we were having a casual phone call last week, and I was like, you know, I think I'm just going to take a break from running my Facebook ads. I'm just not, you know, nobody's going to be into real estate right now. I don't want to waste my money. And what were you telling me?
I was like, no, don't do that. Don't stop. Like, you know, there's people still need to buy and sell. I mean,
but
you need to be out
the
there.
The leads are cheap as hell right now, which
they
I
are.
Didn't even think about that. I was just like, oh, well, I didn't think about that. Everyone else would be taking a break too. Like, this is our chance to like rise to the occasion and be in the forefront.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I just I was listening to, I'm sure, one of a million podcasts that I've been
right.
like following so many people and so much education lately. But I just heard somebody kind of talking about, you know, like, I don't know. Do you know who Tai Lopez is? Have you ever like heard of him?
I
at
know
all?
The name. I'm yes. gonna. I feel stupid now.
Oh no, but so in the marketing world, like he's kind of like one of the first people that really started doing video marketing, and you know, when he first started it, it was kind of novel what he was doing using videos to do his marketing. And I just heard somebody say today, like how right now, because the attention is so high, like it's such a huge time for us to be doing video and for us as realtors to not take a backseat. Because I can tell you, I know so many people are sitting there binge watching, you know, Tiger King or what, I don't know. Is that what that
or my 600 pound life? Just, I don't know. I pulled that one out of thin air.
or Ozark, because I've been binge watching Ozark too.
I need to add that one to my list.
That one's like, it's only, I don't know, three seasons. So, I mean, I've already watched like two of them. So I never give myself like more than 2 hours really to watch TV. Cause I just don't feel like it's good productive use of my time, but
yeah,
you know. But I just think in general, there's a lot of people that are saying, I'm going to take a backseat. I'm not going to do anything right now. Like, I can't do anything right now. And, you know, so for you to rise to the top after this is said and done, and I think James preaches us too a lot, is, you know, get out there and garner that attention. Like, you know,
yes.
even if your advertising right now is only directed, maybe it's not going to be so much towards lead generation, but towards brand building and getting you to be that expert in your area. That's one of the key ways that you can really, you know, build yourself up and build your, you know, your local knowledge of people, you know, getting to know you. So
I've noticed a lot of realtors building these like amazing Facebook groups, you know, obviously like, I mean, I don't want to say like the ship has sailed for the people that were smart enough to build these. Where's the best places to get to go food from? Or actually, what's really cool, have you seen the Heart Hunters group out there?
Uh-uh.
That was not built by a realtor, but like some of our HLD members have found the group and are in it. But it started here in the Quad Cities where I'm at. And like basically putting hearts in your window. Different designs and patterns and stuff. Putting hearts out there anywhere is recognizing the people that have to work right now. that are basically risking their lives every day leaving the house, right? I mean, so whether it's people that work at the grocery stores or first responders, doctors, that whole group, it's like, we are thinking of you. And so people are doing these amazing, like, elaborate patterns. And I was just making fun of myself last week. I still don't have the hearts on the windows. Like, I feel like somebody's going to, like, show up to my house with a pitchfork eventually. But I really, like, how cool is that? It's becoming, like, an entire movement. People are posting pictures into this group from all over the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And so it's like we can all be doing things like that, starting a movement of our own and just whatever you want to do. Like, I was thinking about putting out makeup tutorials, but have it be like my COVID makeup where you don't want to look like you're wearing makeup. Right. You don't want to look like you're trying too hard. Yeah. Who was I Skyping? I was Zooming. Oh, my friend Loria the other day. And she's just like, you just look so pretty, like, with your makeup. And here I have no makeup on. I'm like, well, I Zoom, like, all the time. So I know the perfect, like, amount of makeup. I've got my Zoom makeup, like, ready to go. But you're right. It doesn't have to be shoving real estate in somebody's face every 2 seconds.
No. And I mean, I think we have to provide, you know, people are looking to us as realtors to provide perspective, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I think a really important piece is, what does it look like to be a buyer right now? What does it look like to be a seller? What does it look like if I'm an investor? I mean, providing perspective in those three areas just alone, you know, puts you at like, look, we're still here. These are the ways we're going to adapt to this situation. You know, I've seen quite a few, like, you know, of my clients and things running through videos on, you know, here's the top 7 ways that we can sell your home right now. You know, using, you know, techniques that are going to allow us to be social distanced and to, you know, do as much of this as we can without you having to come out of your home. Right.
Yeah.
Which is a big deal. So, you know, I think those are the kinds of things that you need to think about providing perspective on, you know, right now. So, you know, I think in general too, just, you know, I think what better time, at least, I don't know, we're not stuck in our homes right now. And I know Iowa is not either right now. Like, we are still allowed to go outside, but I know, like, places like Maryland, like, they're not allowed to go outside. I know Karina's there, and she was saying that they get a fine of $5,000 if it's a non-essential trip that they're taking anywhere. So, like, it's like a misdemeanor. So they could go to prison for a year or have, like, up to a $5,000 fine.
Denise is in Arizona, by the way. So we're doing this cross country interview. Yeah,
exactly. No, exactly. And it's beautiful here. I don't know. It says it's like 82 today.
I see a palm tree, like, reflected off of the window. Yeah, like, I'm so jealous.
I should probably, like, turn it around. I'm like,
I love it.
My pool, you know.
You have a pool?
So I do have a pool, yeah.
That means you're rich in Iowa.
Oh, does it? Yeah. In here, it just means you're, like, average. So I think everybody has a pool here for the most part.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You'd have to be rich in Iowa because you can only really swim in it, like, 3 months of the year, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the one time when you're done mowing, you just, like, jump into the pool or whatever. That's when you know you made it in life.
Yeah, no, totally. Well, I do think, you know, it's interesting, like, because, you know, I think I was telling you with James, like, when I finally started trying to get better at marketing and decided that I was definitely going to just stay in real estate, because almost everybody that when I put it out, like, at the very beginning, I was like, hey, you know, who wants to have me run their ads for free? Like, I was just charging nothing at the time to do ads. And I can tell you, it was 5 realtors and 1 massage therapist that contacted me, you know, and I ran the campaign for the massage therapist, and it was awesome, but she ended up having to move, and, you know, we're still good friends actually. But she, the 5 realtors, like, I ended up kind of running some campaigns and learning a lot, but I knew I needed to learn more.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like you, about 3 years earlier, I started, I went through boot camp with James too, you know, and I was in there.
So you've
been
with HLD for 3 years.
Yeah.
I'm just a baby. I joined in December.
Yeah, I think it's going to be 3 years this year soon. Like, I mean, like, coming up. So, you know, I mean, it's crazy because it's, I just remember thinking, you know, same as you, like, I looked at these black and white videos that he was putting up, and I was like, man, he just drops value after value after value.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
So much, so much there in that group. And that is one thing I do feel like, you know, there's probably a good handful of us that are, that have our own agencies, and everybody's a realtor as well, but have our own marketing agencies as well in there, and really do a good job of getting content out also, like in addition to James. So, you know, so it's, I mean, we're super blessed because we get to, you know, he lets us have a lot of free rein in that group, which is awesome. So,
and you know, he just really encourages collaboration. Like everybody in that group, if they're not already, which they usually are, but they had better be bringing something to the table, like bringing their own expertise. By the way, I feel really bad about this. I've been saying HLD this whole time, but for those of you that don't know what that is, it's hyper local domination. So he made this group. He has classes if you join the coaching program and everything, but classes, and you know what, I'll have to have James on sometime.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think it'll be, I think that would be fun.
America will fall in love with James Roberts.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny is, I just remember going to San Antonio and we were all there like with him.
Yeah.
And like how many of the women were swooning around him?
Really?
Oh yeah. So
like,
funny.
I'm sitting here saying this, but I've never actually even met him in person. I just feel like, I mean, I feel like I've met you in person.
Right.
But that's how cool like our Zoom calls have been and everything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's the same thing. And I just, I mean, I can say this, like, I totally appreciate Sandy is, you know, like kind of at one of the hardest points in my life, really. Mm-hmm. She's been there and listened and like totally, you know, encouraged me to continue on some of the things that I was, you know, I was having some doubts. And so it's been, I mean, that's, I've been really thankful and very blessed that I found you. And
yeah, I definitely feel like we're tight, but it's honestly a passion of mine to be able to, I don't know, when I'm on the outside, it's so easy for me to like paint a picture for somebody else, you know, like it was, I mean, it's been very natural and easy for us to get close like that, because to me, it's like we all are going through our own shit in one way or another, like all the time. Yeah. Sometimes life is a little bit easier, but usually there's all these different obstacles like thrown on a wall and some of it's still sticking, you know? I mean, it's so cool because your expertise is just crazy. Like the amount of people that you will answer their questions like in groups and stuff, and I mean, just proves like how much you know. So, okay, getting back to some good tips for agents out here. So we should be doing more video, but also we should be doing more video so that when we are running ads, our natural engagement videos, you know, it's not falling on deaf ears. These people, basically everybody watching this show right now, that broker girl is already like developing a connection with you and me. And if we were to, like, I don't do ads on that broker girl, but if I did, it would be people that were already familiar with me.
Right. I mean, that's the power of video, right? Is like, and what's kind of cool about the back end of Facebook. And if you're not familiar with Facebook ads yet, you know, there's kind of this back end platform, and it's not a huge mystery. Like, honestly, you can Google Facebook ads and you can learn how to do all of this stuff. Almost every guru out there has some kind of course, right? On
right.
It. I mean, I'll put a plug in for definitely for the boot camp for James. He is going to run a boot camp at the end of April. And it's a bargain price. I'll tell you, he hasn't ever run it this cheap. So,
oh, really? That's really cool. We'll have to get a link on there. We'll make sure that like we put it on our page, because that's really amazing.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's, I mean, you know, if you want to learn kind of the basics of how to get a campaign up and running, you know.
Sorry, I cracked another one of my beers, and I was just laughing because it sounded really loud.
I really feel like I need, my water is just not cutting it, apparently. next time I wine, I guess I'll have to have a little bit of wine with you.
Yeah. It's the only way I can do this show.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, he doesn't ever really do it this cheap, but I think the reality is like on the back end, you know, we can find out, you know, really Facebook's a data generating platform. That is what, you know, it's kind of why they got in trouble, right?
Yeah.
From Cambridge Analytica, because they were selling data that they shouldn't have been selling. Mm-hmm. That's really what it kind of came down to. But they still are a data collection company. That's really what that platform's about. You think it's about social, but it's really about data and collecting
the data. It's a gold mine.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so like on our side, when we start to run ads, we're able to see how much of a percent that person has watched that video. We're able to see like how many people have clicked onto our ads. We can tell what the costs are. We have a lot more control of our data. If you're boosting, here's one thing I would say. If you're boosting posts and that's the only thing you've ever done as an agent, stop.
No, you know? Kidding.
And it's not that boosting's horrible or this like awful, awful thing. It's just that you're not controlling your data the way that you need to be controlling it. You know, there's a lot better ways to do that. And certainly if anybody has questions on like how to set up a business manager, I do have a video. I'll make sure I try and get that link to you. Maybe we can put it into the comments and stuff like how to set up your business manager and how to kind of get at least a business page started and a business manager started. If you are doing all of your stuff on your personal page, also as a realtor, get a business page. You need to kind of have that part in order to make the algorithms work right on Facebook.
And I'm just guilty. Like I still am just not just posting from my personal, but I need to on this Broker Girl page and on my Sandy Lynn Burnett Brokered by EXP Realty page, like I do need to be posting more from there, even if it's just like when I am having a date night or anything that's going to get engagement, because we cannot track our engagement from our personal profiles. We can only track engagement from our business pages.
Right, right. No, absolutely.
And so, I'm learning things with each other.
I know. I'm like, I feel so smart. You know? Right? I mean, every now and then something like, you know, even for me, like as long as because I've been doing this side of the house for like 3 years, full time though, only since November. So I was doing a lot of this part time. I, you know, it's so weird how like when I quit teaching, it was will be 2 years ago this June, I quit teaching and I thought, you know, I'm going to make this marketing business work. I was like totally like thinking I was going to make this all happen. And in 2 months, this shit didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, it was completely a mindset thing for me. Like I was so used to having a paycheck like come in because for 25 years, that's all that I'd known. I'd been a teacher. I was a high school teacher first. And then I was, I taught at the university here at Arizona State. And then I went to a community college and taught full time. And I only knew a paycheck. I didn't know how to really like get into the mindset of being my own boss and owning my own business.
Yeah.
And so like at the time I was like, I better go find a job because I don't know how I'm going to make, like, I don't have money coming in and you know, this isn't going to work. And so I went and got this job I thank God somebody actually hired me. Cause I was like, you know, you feel like on it. Well, here's the thing. I felt like I was in this like one lane, you know, I've been in this one lane my whole entire life and to try to convince somebody to go into a whole different lane. Cause it was human resources as a compensation analyst, you know?
Oh my God.
Like it was a complete different lane. It was interesting work. I will say this, it was interesting. And it used a lot of my math skills. So I liked that part of it. But I realized very quickly, like, even though I had a paycheck and I had like a steady paycheck, I didn't have a boss necessarily when I was teaching.
Okay.
And I like not having a boss. I'm not a very good worker for somebody.
Me too. Else. Like I totally feel you on that. Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I kind of feel bad for my boss that I had, cause I don't know that I was always that nice to him, you know, but whatever.
What, Steve? God.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, I feel you. For a while I was, I guess, moonlighting as a real estate agent and my full-time real job was working for the government.
Right.
And it was incredible to me how different those two jobs were. On the government side, everybody had a guaranteed paycheck and they didn't really give a shit about you or, you know, maybe even like finishing a project on time or whatever. And then when it comes out to real estate, I mean, everybody's like, I picture like World War Z where they're all like, all the zombies are like climbing on each other and like clawing their way to the top. It was kind of like that too. And it was very jarring because also we were always, you know, putting our fellow realtors, like we're trying to kick them and get to the top. And right. So I think, especially like with EXP, you know, quick plug for our company, I think we've truly found that, you know, happy medium where we're all being able to gain more knowledge and information and training and like just up our game. And we're all doing it and we're all rising to the top, but we all want to be at our A game so we can all make money. Like, because right. once again, you're unemployed. Like you wake right. up every day unemployed.
Yeah, that's no, 100%. I mean, it's been interesting being a brand new agent, like, you know, kind of coming yeah. into this company too, because, mm-hmm. you know, and at this particular point in time coming into this, this company, but, you know, what's super cool is I love they give you a mentor. Mm-hmm. And, I've had several, you know, I'm going to feel sorry for probably my mentor, but hopefully she'll earn her money, I guess, in some sense, but Erin's like fantastic. Like she, I'm mentoring with a gal named Erin Bauer, who has been an agent for, I don't know.
Shout out to Erin Bauer. We'll have to tag her in the show.
I know exactly. No, she's been fantastic. And she has really, like, she's walked me through a couple of things. I had a potential maybe buyer that mm-hmm. was thinking maybe they could get into their first home, but they still got to do some credit repair stuff. So it's fine. But she walked me through how to do the MLS stuff. And, you know, it's like those things. But then every day I sit in the world and I learn. You know, like today I can learn to be a transaction coordinator so that I can help other agents, yeah. you know.
And there's all different kinds of ways to make income. It's not just like buying and selling houses. Yeah. You can yeah. be an assistant or a virtual assistant or a transaction coordinator or referral based business.
Right, which is basically where I'm kind of what I'm leaning towards yeah. with my marketing side of things. Like I, because I have the ability to kind of work on this lead generation, yeah. I want to be able to do that for my teams, mm-hmm. you know, a team of people that's under me as well. And so that's really one of the things that I did. But, you know, I mean, I think for you guys that are out there that are real estate agents right now, you know, the big thing is you got this downtime. You need to start learning. You need to start putting yourself yes. out there. I had a really great conversation today with an agent out of Massachusetts. She's in the Boston area. Mm-hmm. And she was just telling me that she, you know, she's been through, you know, all the coaching that's out there, you know, and I've had conversations now with a couple of people over the last several weeks about how much training, you know, and almost like not necessarily knowing where to start. What do I go with? How do I start all of this? Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the big thing is really starting to kind of think about if I stop working on my business now in 6 months, I'm not going to have business. Like that's the
absolutely.
Problem.
I mean, you know? Like the work you do now is going to pay you in 90 days to the next 6 months.
Yep.
Just yeah. like your buyer with that, you know, that needs to repair their credit, probably in 6 months they're good to go, yeah, you know? So like now you just keep working on them. So what, okay. So we should be doing video. We mm-hmm. should be making sure that we're creating our content and engagement from our business pages.
Yep.
And yep. what else should we be doing?
Well, I don't.
What's going to make me rich, Denise?
What's going to make you rich? Well, I think continuing to reach out to your database right now, because, you know, it's if you do not have your database in line, I think this is also a good time, because part of yes. here's the thing, not in my opinion, doing lead generation without having some kind of systems and follow up in place, you're going to end up with overwhelm and not necessarily be able to kind of leverage everything that you have. So, I mean, now's a really good time to make sure that your, you know, your email and your text drip campaigns are good. True. And that, you know, for both buyers and sellers.
And not only you know, that, but like you can generate all the leads in the world, but if you bring in 500 leads and you don't have a system in place to know when to call them back or they fall through the cracks, that just gives the real estate agents a bad name again.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
how many clients have we heard from like, oh, so-and-so over there never called me back and I'm glad I got you to answer the phone. And it's like, well, shit, like, you know.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, think about
that's just money just slipping through yeah. your hands.
Yeah, I mean, I think Anne, even like the reason she came into being a real estate agent, Anne Reeder West, yay, Anne.
Shout out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, was she called? She called. She said, you know, 50 or 60 agents, and nobody wanted to get back to her because, you know, they didn't deem her transaction as worthy of their time. You know, which is kind of crazy to me because, you know, like, I think she was somewhat testing them. You know, too, which is fine, but it's like she just, I mean, for nobody to call back, like, and then she ended up buying something. So whoever finally did call her back, you know, and then I don't think they were that great. So then she's like, I'm pretty sure I could do this myself.
Exactly. And we wonder why all these FSBO like sites exist and stuff.
I
It's
know.
because we as agents have collectively dropped the ball and screwed up. But at the same time, we do have to compete. We have to compete with each other, and we have to compete with like public perception, basically.
No, 100%. But I do think, you know, for me, you know, if you can get into the boot camp at the end of the month, I think that would be really key to kind of get yourself going on that side of things. I mean, certainly if you're one of those, here's how I believe, and I know James will probably agree with this too. You know, you should not be advertising, you know, right out of ignorance. Because you don't think you can do it, because you don't think that, you know, or paying somebody, I guess, to advertise for you if you don't really understand the platform and you don't understand really the concepts behind, because Facebook is just a platform. I mean, we could advertise on YouTube, we can advertise on Google, right? There's all kinds of
Hundred
different
percent.
platforms that you can get leads from, Zillow and whatever, you know. But shout out, let's do no Zillow
Zillow
killers,
Keller,
right?
I love your shirt.
Yeah, see,
I
this is one of
still
the
don't.
new designs.
I'm
So
totally get. I'm gonna copy you because I
you
love it.
should. I know you
I
should.
mean, I have to figure out a way. I wonder if James will get mad if I like cut up a shirt and like tie it and make it cute, like if the Zillow Keller still. So I
I
don't
think
want to
you
just wear a
should.
shitty t-shirt. Not that they're shitty.
I keep
No.
asking him to like do
Like,
some
give me a V-neck,
V-necks or
James. Come on.
yeah. We gotta
Let me
show
make
off like
Zillow
our
Killer sexy.
Yes, exactly.
It
Exactly. I mean, not that I'm going to be doing that, but
really is. Yeah, I mean, but you know, if we keep up on our 30 push-ups,
right?
day.
Might
Come on,
happen.
James. I
No.
mean, but okay. So I guess we should maybe just end with like, what is the concept of Zillow Killer?
So I think the whole idea right behind it all is that we are leveraging our own data. That, you know, we as real estate, and I say we as real estate agents, right, have for years now been basically giving our data over to Zillow and our data over to Realtor.com. And then now they're saying, here, sure, I'm going to give you a lead and it's a hot lead, but we're going to take 50% of that. So wouldn't you rather, in my opinion, wouldn't you rather get all of that money
And
and
I'm
know
gonna also
and
give it out to a whole bunch of other agents.
right. Yeah, oh, let's share leads too. Like, let's do that. But, you know, in my opinion, you know, where you need to kind of start to focus is really on how can I become that local area expert, right? How can, and that's where hyper local domination kind of comes in, right? This is where we have that HLD group. We're really trying to focus in on, you know, I live in Mesa, Arizona. I want to become the person that if anybody ever wants to move to Mesa, they know, hey, I'm gonna go to Denise. She's gonna be the one that I'm gonna do. And the only way that I can do that to build trust is through video, you know? And we're gonna use Facebook as a platform to leverage that video. Now we'll run ads to it to funnel people into lead generators, but you know, advertising to the unaware, as James might say, right? Advertising to the unaware is never going to get us where we need to
Oh
go.
my God. So like I invested, I mean, what somebody would consider a house payment worth of like every month into Zillow in 2018.
Right.
Okay. And when I would call these leads, I mean, yeah, I made some money. I closed some of them. But a lot of them were like such assholes, like such dickheads. And they would be like, you know, or lead me on, or they just wanted to go like see the house, but their own agent wasn't calling them back, or they were trying to get the owner directly. But through, you know, the Zillow killer concept and movement of advertising on Facebook right now, Like, everybody is already going to know Denise Nunley as a person, like Sandy Burnett. Like, they're going to know that right. I cracked a beer on video and right. and my mannerisms, and I'm not very uppity, and I'm just, like, very right. cussy. You know what I
right,
mean?
Right,
so,
right.
But they know what they already feel like they know me, and they're already, like, relaxed and totally cool.
Right. No, I think that's a thing, you know, and I think one of the things that I do for a lot of my clients that kind of want to learn is, obviously, as a teacher, like, I love doing, like, kind of done with you consulting. So if it's something where you're like, that's hey, cool. I want to learn to do this, but I, you know, like, you kind of need your handheld. That's one of the things that we do. And then we help you build and help you kind of understand the steps, you know. So,
and you are super patient, and you break in the Marine Corps. We called it breaking it down Barney style.
Yeah.
You right? got that on lock, girl.
I got that. You know, I taught a lot of students that were general math students that did not, you know, I taught a class that was basically arithmetic for adults. So I had to have a lot of patience. Yeah.
How do time zones work, Denise?
How do time zones work? Yeah, let's not talk about that. That's like adding and subtracting. I can't do basic math.
That's the only kind of math I can do. I can calculate 3% of anything.
So, right? It's the only kind of math you need to know, really. No, I think it's good. But I think if anybody, you know, obviously has any questions related to advertising, feel free to message me, you know, come over to Sandy. Oh, there's my dog.
How can they reach you? Okay, Denise Nunley, we're going to make sure you're tagged. Definitely message her on Facebook. Do you want to give any other way of reaching you?
Well, you know, you can go to edgiocava.com.
It's E-G-O-C-A-V-A. Okay. It's E-G-E-O-C-A-V-A.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like I said, probably easiest just to message me if you want to, you know, my name has my maiden name in it, so it's Denise Springmeyer Nunley, if you want to connect with me there.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And I am that broker girl. I'm Sandy with an I, Burnett. I mean, feel free to hit me up from anything as far as, you know, you need to buy or sell, or you want to become an agent, or you want to talk about our brokerage or anything. If you want to sponsor the show, if you want to come on the show, I do want to give a shout out to Landon Russ. He is a sponsor of the show, and he is bringing the new internet to the Quad Cities. It is super fast, and they just put it in our neighborhood too, so I'm super excited. But that's MetroNet. You can get a free month if you get a hold of Landon directly, landon@etcommunications.net, or you can call or text him 563-200-5544. Thank you so much, Denise. I really
Landon for the dog barking.
You're gonna have to come on the show again. We got to do this over.
We'll do maybe more building or something like that too. Or
yeah,
let's take your broker page and see what we can do with it.
That would be scary and awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I love that idea.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, have a good day, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay.